Hi everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
Have you ever tried to get a haircut in a different country, Elsie?
在不同的国家剪头发? Nope, never. It's too expensive, especially in the US.
It is, no, you're right.
But you must have this experience, right?
Well, when I have to get my haircut here in Taiwan, it makes me nervous.
It's hard to communicate with the hairstylist about what haircut you want to get, right?
That's right. I'm always worried that I won't be able to explain what I want very clearly.
如果没有沟通清楚，可能会被剪得很惨。So, what do you do about that?
Well, I usually try to find a hairstylist that speaks English, so they understand what I want.
That's a good idea, 但是应该不是每次都可以遇到会说英文的设计师吧。Does that work every time?
Well, most of the time now. But when I first got here, I had one hairstylist who didn't listen to me. And she cut my hair really, really short.
Why did you do that?
I stopped going to her. Instead, I just visited Canada and got my hair cut at home.
Oh.
I don't do that anymore, though.
So if our students want to have a haircut in a foreign country, they may have the same problem like you do.
And that's why I hope today's article will help our students if they do ever travel to an English-speaking country and need to cut their hair. Now let's find out what happens in the first day of our article.
Getting a haircut.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today we're going to introduce some words you can say in a hair salon.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Split end. Layer. Bangs. Dye. Sideburns. Naturally curly hair.Hairline. Dandruff.
Welcome to Sarah's Salon. What can I do for you today?
A new hairstyle.
Okay, what do you have in mind?
I don't want to cut it too short. But I need to cut off some split ends.
Not a problem. I can cut off the ends.
I'm thinking about getting layers. What do you think?
I can do that. If you have thin hair, layers make your hair look thicker.
Could you also give me bangs?
Bangs? Bang, bang, bang! Sure, bangs will look nice with your face shape.
Great! I'm ready for my new hairstyle.
short. Short. These pants are too short for me because I'm growing taller. These pants are too short for me because I'm growing taller. Thin. Thin. My dad's hair started getting thinner at the age of 30. My dad's hair started getting thinner at the age of 30. Thick. Thick. Harry has a thick beard, so you can't see his chin. Harry has a thick beard, so you can't see his chin. Ready. Ready. I studied last night, so I am ready to take the math test. I studied last night, so I am ready to take the math test.
Okay, today's article is a conversation between a hairstylist and Nicole. So the hairstylist speaks first. They say, "Welcome to Sarah's salon. What can I do for you today?"
Hairstylist, 发型设计师一开始就说了，欢迎来到 Sarah's salon. 我今天可以怎么帮你呢？
Okay, so we have a couple of picture dictionary words to learn about there. We talked about hairstylist. Mm-hmm. Now,Let's talk about salon as well.
Okay, I'll talk about hairstylist again.
Okay.
Hairstylist, 发型设计师，它这个字呢，其实由 hair 加上 stylist, 造型师设计师所组成的一个字。A hairstylist knows what style looks good on you. And salon, 音译过来我们中文是沙龙的意思。那 hair salon 就是所谓的发廊。那除了 hair salon 之外呢，还有 nail salon,也就是指甲沙龙、美甲店。And also pet salon.
Oh, pets need to get their hair done too.
Yes, 宠物沙龙店。
Okay, so Nicole obviously wants to get her hair cut, but that's not all. She says...I want a new hairstyle.
我想要一个新的发型。
Okay, so a hairstyle is the way your hair looks, and a hairstylist is the person who gives you that style, right?
Exactly. Hairstyle, 发型，那它就是由 hair 加上 style, 风格造型组成的字。There are so many hairstyles. You can have straight hair, 你可以有直发, you can also have a perm, 你可以烫卷发, or dye your hair a crazy color, 给头发染个疯狂的颜色也不错。
Right, there's also long hair, medium hair, short hair. There's so many different hairstyles out there. And that's just for girls, I
think. So here Nicole wants a new hairstyle.
Okay, so before the stylist starts cutting, they have to ask some questions. You can't just snip, snip, snip away, right? People will get angry if you do that. Okay, so the hairstylist asks, okay, what do you have in mind?
所以这个发型设计师就问他了，你有想好要什么发型吗？ To have something in mind 是在心里想好，打算好。So what does Nicole have in mind?
Okay, well, the hairdresser has asked Nicole what kind of hairstyle she's thinking of. And Nicole says, I don't want to cut it too short, but I need to cut off some split ends.
Oh, Nicole 这边说呢，我不想要剪太短，但是我需要剪掉一些分叉。
Okay, so Nicole doesn't want to cut her hair too short. Now, short is an adjective, and it's spelled S-H-O-R-T, short. Now, let's learn more about this word right now. Something that's short is not very long. Now, you can understand this better if you think about rulers. If one ruler has 15 centimeters and the other ruler has 30 centimeters, the one with 15 is short because its distance is not as long as the one with 30. Now, here's an example sentence. These pants are too short for me because I'm growing taller. One more time. These pants are too short for me because I'm growing taller.
Short 在文章当中当形容词用是短的。那例句说呢，这些裤子对我来说太短了，因为我长高了。那 short 是短的，相反长的就是 long。那 short 另外还可以当做矮的，用来形容人家的身高，相反就是 tall。高的，那如果我在 short 的字尾加上 s, shorts, 它就变名词短裤的意思。
Okay, so before we go any further, let's talk about Nicole's split ends.
Split, 它是分开、裂开 ,end, 头发的末端、发梢。那 split end 就是头发的分叉。Okay, I have a lot of split ends. 那这边呢，它多以复数形出现呢，因为分叉通常不止一个，对不对？ I always want to get rid of my split ends. Besides cutting them off, what can I do to remove them?
I'm not sure I'm the person to ask. I have no idea.
Okay.
Maybe you can, condition your hair.
Yeah, 润发。
Okay, well, Nicole wants to cut off her broken hair, but not too short. Now, the hairstylist says, not a problem. I can cut off the ends.
发型设计师就说了，没问题，我可以剪掉分叉。
I think that's easy enough for a hairstylist to do. Okay, now Nicole has something else in mind. She says...I'm thinking about getting layers. What do you think?
我想剪层次。你觉得呢？他这边在询问发型设计师的意见。A layer 是一层。To get layers 是让头发有层次。
Do you have layers in your hair?
Yeah, but I don't have many layers.
Right. Me too. I have some layers, but my hair is quite thick. So if I have too many, it doesn't really work.
I see.
Okay, so the hairstylist says, I can do that. Here she's saying, I can give you layers. If you have thin hair, layers make your hair look thicker.
我可以帮你剪层次。如果你的头发比较薄，那层次会让你的头发看起来比较厚。So that's why you said you don't need too many layers, right?
Right, my hair is already quite thick without them. So first, the hairstylist talked about...thin hair. Now, thin is an adjective, and it's spelled T-H-I-N, thin. Now, what's this adjective all about? Let's find out now. When we use the adjective thin in this way, we're saying that something doesn't grow close together, or it doesn't grow in large amounts. For example, we could say, my dad's hair started getting thinner at the age of 30.One more time. My dad's hair started getting thinner at the age of 30.
Thin 这个形容词呢，在文章中指的是稀疏的，那也可以用来指身形是瘦的。例句说呢，我爸爸的头发在30岁的时候就开始变稀疏了。I have thin hair.
Okay.
You have thick hair.
I do.
I love your hair. So I always make my hair wavy, then my hair can look thicker.
Right, my hair is already wavy, so...
It's, 自然卷。
It works in Canada, but in Taiwan, it goes very frizzy.
Oh, because it's too humid, right?
It's too humid for my hair. Okay, so now the hairstylist says that layers will make someone's thin hair look thicker. We're going to talk about this adjective, thick, which is spelled T-H-I-C-K, thick. The adjective thick is the opposite of thin. Here, thick means that something grows very close together. Here's an example sentence.Harry has a thick beard, so you can't see his chin. Let's say it one more time. Harry has a thick beard, so you can't see his chin.
Thick 这个形容词呢，在文章中指的是茂密的，也就是 thin 的相反。不过呢，在形容身形上 ，thin 的相反呢是 fat 或者是 heavy 重的。那例句说呢 ，Harry 留着浓密的胡子，所以你看不见他的下巴。那课文中呢，用 thick 的比较级 thicker。But I always thought having layers makes my hair look thinner, not thicker. 不过呢，根据课文中这位发型师的说法，剪层次可以让头发看起来比较厚。
I think this is why you should leave it to the hairstylists.
所以根据课文中这位发型师的说法，剪层次是可以让头发看起来 thicker, 比较厚。
Okay, so Nicole wants to cut off her split ends and add layers to her hair,、mm-hmm. but what else? Here she says, could you also give me bangs?
Oh, 你可以帮我剪刘海吗? I used to have them, but I haven't had bangs for a long time.
I've also used to have bangs, but...Again, in Taiwan, it's too humid.
Yeah.
And they just go curly.
Right.
So I cut them off. All right. So Nicole wants to add bangs to her hair. Now, here's an interesting thing to note. Mm-hmm. In the US and Canada, mm-hmm. we call them bangs.
Yeah.
In the UK and New Zealand and Australia, mm-hmm. they call it a fringe.
Oh, yes. Fringe is 英式的用法是指的刘海。
Right. Okay, so the hairstylist says, sure, bangs will look nice with your face shape.
发型设计师这边就说啦，当然好啊，你的脸型适合刘海。And I think bangs can make us look younger. What do you think?
I think so too, because a lot of young kids have bangs. Yeah. And I think it just reminds us of children.
We call that 妹妹头。
Ah, I didn't know there was a name for it. Interesting. Okay, finally, Nicole has told the hairdresser what she wants. She says, great, I'm ready for my new hairstyle.
Nicole 接下来就说了，太好了，那我准备要迎接我的新发型了。
Okay, finally, Nicole is ready for her new hairstyle. Ready is also an adjective, and it's spelled R-E-A-D-Y, ready. Let's find out what this adjective means.When you are ready to do something or go somewhere, you are prepared to do that thing or go to that place. If you are ready to go to the swimming pool, you will have your swimming suit, swimming cap, and towel in a bag. Here's an example sentence. I studied last night, so I am ready to take the math test. One more time. I studied last night, so I am ready to take the math test.
Ready 这个形容词是准备好的 To be ready to do something 准备好做某事例句说呢我昨晚有念书所以 I am ready to take the math test 我已经准备好要考数学测验了那课文里面我们用到的是 be ready for something 那 for 后面记得加名词或是动名词哦那我们课文中用的是 for my new hairstyle 那现在我们先进到 magic box 然后再回到我们的 review time
大家好，我是 Celine， 欢迎来到 Magic Box 找亮点。你知道我们今天要讲些什么吗 ？Do you have any ideas in mind？ 哎，你心里想到什么了吗？嘿嘿，今天我们要讲的呢，就是 have something in mind 这个说法哦。Have something in mind 的意思呢，就是想到什么，心里有个定见这样的意思。那什么时候可以用呢？例如今天我和我的朋友约吃饭，我就问他说。Do you have a place in mind? Do you have a place in mind? 你有想到什么地方吗？那如果你朋友真的有想吃的餐厅，那就可以说 I do have a place in mind. I do have a place in mind. 我还真的心里有个想吃的餐厅耶。那如果他真的也不知道吃什么，你可能就会听到 I don't have any places in mind. I don't have any places in mind.我想不到要去哪一间餐厅耶。那 have something in mind 其实呢就跟 think of something 的意思很类似。像刚刚的想不到要去哪一间餐厅我们也可以说 I can't think of any places. I can't think of any places. 这边呢我们加码多送大家一个片语。哦，这个片语呢我们也跟这个想是有关系的。它的意思呢是想出什么。Come up with something. Come up with something. 例如你亲人朋友里面是不是有一个人呢这个点子特别多我们要说他总是能够想出好点子的时候我们就可以说 He or she always comes up with great ideas. He or she always comes up with great ideas. 跟想有关的片语不一定会用到 think 这个动词呢那大家可以把这些用法练习练习熟悉一下哦最后呢，就是我们的练习时间啦。
又要验收大家一下，考考你们。如果今天有人问你说，哎，你觉得谁是班上最棒的人？你要怎么表达？嗯，我心里已经有个人选了。这样的英文呢？不要走开哦，答案即将揭晓。
The answer is, I already have someone in mind. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, welcome back to review time. As you can see, it's time to play Hangman.
第二四鬼游戏又来了。
All right, well, we have a lot of picture dictionary words、yeah. today, which means it's not going to be too easy for Elsie to guess the word.Okay.
I am ready.
All right, I'm ready too. What's your first letter?
Okay, so, wait, how many letters are there?
There are only five letters.
Five letters. I'll go with the vowel first. A.
Okay. We have one A. She's safe so far.
Okay, what about O?
Oh, no, she's gonna guess it really easily.
This one's so long.
It is so long.
S-A-L-O-N, so long.
Just like that.
Give me one more.
I'll give you one more.
Okay, this one. Three, six.
Six letters.
Mm-hmm. All right, six letters. It's a pretty long word. How about I?
There is no I.
No I.
Dun, dun, dun.
What about A?
There is an A.
And S?
There is an S.
So it's a plural noun. 复数的名词那就是那个层次 layers.
She's too good at this game.
L-A-Y-E-R-S.
All right. Well, obviously, this game is easy for you guys to play too. Practice spelling your words with your picture dictionary words, okay? Well, that's all the time we've got for today. For A Plus English, I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Getting a haircut.
Split end, layer, bangs, dye, sideburns, naturally curly hair, hairline, dandruff.
Welcome to Sarah's Salon. What can I do for you today?
I want a new hairstyle.
Okay, what do you have in mind?
I don't want to cut it too short, but I need to cut off some split ends.
Not a problem. I can cut off the ends.
I'm thinking about getting layers. What do you think?
I can do that. If you have thin hair, layers make your hair look thicker.
Could you also give me bangs?
Sure. Bangs will look nice with your face shape.
Great. I'm ready for my new hairstyle.
Short, short. These pants are too short for me because I'm growing taller. These pants are too short for me because I'm growing taller. Thin, thin. My dad's hair started getting thinner at the age of 30.My dad's hair started getting thinner at the age of 30. Thick, thick. Harry has a thick beard, so you can't see his chin. Harry has a thick beard, so you can't see his chin. Ready, ready.I studied last night, so I am ready to take the math test. I studied last night, so I am ready to take the math test.